Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Jaquan, for real?
This ain't no Jaquan.
Oh, no,
man.
This is
grinding,
sorry.
Man.
Grinding. I went to Jaquan for some reason, which I love grinding as well. I don't know why I went there.
I could have told you it wasn't Jaquan.
Yeah, I know you could have. Everybody knows that you're huge into Pharrell and the Neptune.
Yeah, we back in the lunchroom right now.
That's right. You got my pens on the table and everything. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get into the question of the day. It is the first day of the Masters. First round is already going on. We already saw Bernhard Langer
on the leaderboard, 67 years old.
Yeah, probably his final Masters. Mm-hmm. And that's the type of thing that more people than probably should like tap in on, because the Masters is an event outside of just golf lovers. Everybody seems to rock with it. So
I got
to
watch that.
In honor of that, what's an event that you have no real business enjoying but still do? 713-572-4610. Because, I mean, like I said, the Masters is one of those. I mean, I know like folks maybe that don't watch movies or watch the Academy Awards, stuff like that.
I used to watch a lot of movies and love the Academy. Now I watch it and I'm like, oh, I didn't see that, and that.
I use it kind of almost like a backstop. I try and watch some movies that I know are getting some love, and then if there's something that I'm like, oh, that's getting a lot of love, I wonder what, you know, what's that about? I might need to go check that out when it comes to the Academy Awards. But with the Masters, obviously, you know, there's some guys that you want to watch for, especially if you're in that space. The obvious ones, Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy. You were mentioning Colin Morikawa, who is, you know, constantly wraps up top 10 finishes, doesn't often like win, only one win since 2021, so he's up there. John Rahm, who, you know, I think, what did he win it, a couple years ago?
Yeah, I think 2 or 3 years ago.
Some of the, you know, usual suspects, Bryson DeChambeau, great driver of the golf ball, and he's actually a good touch point for something that has been very interesting, and that's kind of a news point that I don't know how many people know of with this Masters. This Masters is going to be the debut, or is the debut at this point as they've started, of a rolled back golf ball. There's ball rollback that that is happening with the PGA and the USGA. And what that is they basically made the ball less aerodynamic and less distance inclined, which is kind of wild. You think of golf especially, but all these sports, I mean, we see with the torpedo back, using taking all of their, you know, equipment and using it to improve performance. But this is one of the places, maybe akin to the way the baseball will sometimes seemingly, even though they won't admit to it, nerf the baseballs. Like, this is them. And basically what they're doing is they're trying to respond directly to the likes of Bryson DeChambeau and a lot of these big swing golfers who are basically just out hitting these courses, especially somewhere like the Masters that's not a crazy long, you know, drive it long course.
Well, it is if you can, because it's a little more wide open on some of the fairways, but the I think the impetus behind this is, number one, competition. You know, it makes it a little more level playing field for everyone, kind of like what they were doing in baseball in some circles. The other thing, and I think a lot of golf people will tell you this, they don't want to have to keep redesigning courses.
Yeah.
Because remember when they tiger-proofed Augusta?
And then lefties were like, oh, it's time to shine. Yeah. Because we made it so tiger-proof for all the righties.
Yeah, that's
I bet all the righties
millions.
Were looking at Tiger like, what the hell are you doing,
that's
dog?
Millions and millions and millions of dollars to read like a course like that.
And especially if dudes are bombing it, the way that you bomb-proof it is making it even longer. Right. And that's going and acquiring land and stuff. Like, these courses can't afford to do that necessarily. And when I say afford, it's not necessarily even the money.
Yeah.
It's... I mean, are you sure that there's land nearby that you can that you can get in order to lengthen your entirety of your 18 there? Mm-hmm. So I think it's an interesting thing, but there's a lot of players that aren't down with it. We'll see if that like does affect some of the bombers that have like Bryson DeChambeau or what effect that has. So I think that's going to be an interesting thing to watch. But
this season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yeah, the Masters, clearly one of those. You said the Academy Awards is another one of these events. What's in another event for you?
Hockey.
Is it really?
Yeah, playoff hockey. I'll get into it. I shouldn't even say playoff hockey. The Stanley Cup. not even the not even
playoff. Oh, you don't even tap in until the Stanley
I'm
Cup?
Like, hey now, here we go.
You one of the people that tap in during the Super Bowl.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I got the Chiefs.
Exactly. Let me tell you all here you for need the commercials? To know about this hockey team right here. For sure. And then curling, you know.
Oh, yeah, Olympic sports.
That could be any number. Somebody texted in gymnastics.
100%.
I like gymnastics, so it's not wouldn't necessarily fall into that category. But curling, I'm like, oh man, he should have put a little more left English on that.
That's
one.
Right. I love the Olympics because you find yourself for a nice 3-week stretch out here talking like you're an expert on something you have no idea about.
Exactly.
Like, I would have put it over here personally. Yeah. I just can't understand what you were doing there. Like, clearly, this is where you needed to try and go for your shot there.
Yeah.
Or gymnastics is as you were mentioning, where it's like, oh man, that was too tough a routine. I would have gone with something a lot simpler.
Figgy, do you have any? Because I think a texter just said one that might be yours.
Really? Okay. Is it tennis?
No, he said Army-Navy.
Army-Navy? That's a good one.
Yeah.
You're typically in on tennis, though.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I wasn't going to... That wasn't on my list.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But the ones I kind of think about... This is a little nerdy, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know how the video games had these different conventions or...
Okay.
Or, like, premieres where they show you what games are coming next? Like, I kind of be into that type of stuff.
Really?
Like, I would tap into that just to kind of see the different new games that's coming out. And then the other one, this is really, and not to offend anybody because I'm kind of part of it too, but when Marvel always do that little event where they announce different movies coming in 2036.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That one gets you?
Yeah, that one get me. Like, I'm not really into that part until it happens, but... They be sitting here like, oh, Wolverine versus Superman, 2055. And I'll be sitting there, and all they do is put a graphic up. I'm like, ooh,
I'm in
on this one.
But
I would tap in with that.
You know what it is for me? And this one is really funny because I've tried so hard. It's cricket.
Cricket. Ooh.
Cricket is, for some reason, if it's on TV, I'll watch it just out of pure curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I've read... I've gone through rule books. The rules still elude me to this day. Like,
they can
I got
play for a day.
I got the basics. Yeah, when they get to test cricket, it's real crazy. They be in there 3 days playing cricket on the same game, and I'm still like, all right, so he's up to bat. Wait, but what's happening right now? Wait, that's the over? What's the over again? You could catch me sitting there for hours watching cricket, not knowing what the hell I'm watching, but every time, still there.
The other one, like, sometimes TV, as we all know, kind of conditions you to start liking something and watching something.
100%.
Pickleball.
Oh, you can't get me there.
Like when they have pickleball on there, I'm like, ooh, let's see. Let's see what's happening here.
The one that got me, and we usually see this whenever we leave it on Space City Network or whatever, but that Extreme Tag or whatever is.
Yeah.
That one get me. I'll be like, man, let me see if he going to get caught.
And then you go, oh. Like,
oh, good cut. Oh, he juked him. Yeah, he left him.
Oh, yeah, he out of there. He out of there.
Which, this is another one that's in that same place. Hialeah is one of those for sure. The problem for me is I just watch and I'm like, oh, look at all the corruption that's got to be. Oh, like, so I just fixed. Think about the ways
it is so fixed.
In which it is crazy. Yeah. From the 832, how has no one said World Cup? So many casuals all of a sudden are soccer fans. And then rodeo. Rodeo is a great answer.
Rodeo is a great answer.
Because I do not be following no PBR. Mm-hmm. And what's funny is I was sitting in NRG hearing them talk about, like, you know, the people and, like, their records. And I was like, oh, yeah, he's probably going to kill. And I'm like, you don't know.
They have a great announcer at NRG. The actual rodeo announcer, he's awesome. I wish I could give his name. I don't know it. But he, like, explains everything. Like, the one that gets me at the rodeo is the barrel racing. The
women. Oh, yeah.
Dude, that is badass. When they get out here with this
clover. Yeah, man, that one's crazy. Yeah.
No, it's funny. Me and Sean, last time we went to the rodeo, we were grading people on their last names. I'm like, he was born to ride some bull.
Yeah. Oh, World Series of Poker. Every year. Every year.
I can't get into it,
every
man.
Year I watch that.
I think part of it is because I don't know how to play poker. Mm-hmm. But I can't get into it.
I feel like, all right, I'm starting to sense a little bit of a theme, because some of these is just like, you know, the big, having a big event. Because on the Twitch, Daytona 500, 409 said WrestleMania, which is interesting.
That's a good one for me.
That's now like a pay-per-view event. So, like, that's not even really, you just kind of, well, I guess that's probably always been a pay-per-view.
Yeah, it used to be a pay-per-view. You had to actually buy it, but now it's just on the streaming service.
That's true.
Where it's easy to access. So that's why I tap in a little more now.
Because, that's interesting.
Because I don't really watch wrestling anymore, but whenever it's on, I'm like, oh, let me see what's going on.
And God bless you, because I feel like the 281 here, you probably got to be some level of soccer, so I'm not sure if this actually feels, but I know that they put it on CBS, big CBS, so maybe Champions League.
Yeah, well, that's the one that I watch all the time anyway.
Yeah, for me, that's why I was like, if you're a soccer fan, you're probably already in, but I'm wondering how many non-soccer fans are just flipping through on like a Wednesday after, like in the middle of the day, and they're like, well, there's sports on at 2 p.m. and it's Champions League, so I'll watch
it.
I wonder how many people get to that place. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Bassmasters?
I'm a saltwater guy, man. I'm a saltwater guy. I don't get into that.
See? Yeah.
Do you watch anything fishing?
I watch the Redfish Cup or the Redfish World Championship.
You could have made that up. I have no idea. And then, this one reminds me of one for me. Drone racing for some reason.
I've never checked in on that.
Especially during COVID when there wasn't a lot of sports.
Sounds drone very racing interesting,
league,
actually.
It caught my attention. But then somebody said, I shouldn't enjoy it, but Warehouse Games Blitzball League. They've made a cool production there. Okay.
What about the Puppy Bowl?
Puppy Bowl.
Every year.
That's one of those. Yeah. Someone said the event where they just have the dog run off the end and just jump and catch something. That's fun. Yeah. Cornhole comes in. Formula One. All right.
Westminster.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't get me on.
Yeah,
that.
Westminster.
Sorry.
I watch.
I'm not enough of a dog person. I'd just be like, all right, so what are we doing?
The Cocker Spaniel should have won.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, let's.
Yeah, I'll be like, man,
here.
That one look fancy. That's a fancy looking dog.
Right. It's like, all right,
that dog eat real food.
That's right.
He
knows
dog
right.
food. That, all right, he eats filet mignon.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL. And let's hear a legendary, or maybe legendary is too much, but a very, very good NFL head coach bang on one of our division mates. We'll do that next. But real quick, guys, I feel like I want you to know this, especially if you have a high schooler, if you're in high school, the name to know is Suit Mart. Prom season's here, and you want to suit up with style with Suit Mart so that you can get prom ready at your prom headquarters. You can get a complete tuxedo package for just $159.99, or you can choose from the fashion tuxedo collection that they got for you. So, you know, they also have an expert sales team that'll make sure that you have the perfect fit with on-site alterations. So you got to have the right fit, looking good, ready to go to prom. And if you want that style, that fit, that value, you want to make sure you go to Suit Mart.